Padre Pio was an extraordinary saint. He received practically every possible mystical gift in the 20th century. In today's video, we present you with 5 points inspired by Padre Pio to help increase our faith in God. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker, whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Padre Pio was the recipient of some of the most astonishing spiritual gifts: the stigmata, bilocation, healing, prophecy, and the ability to read souls. However, his most distinguished trait was humility. In everything he did, you could see this separation, this distance from the things of the world, and a true loyalty towards the things of God. Through Padre Pio's life story, which we have access to today, both through testimonies written by his spiritual children or other believers, and through the letters written by the saint himself, we can clearly see that when you have faith in God, everything becomes lighter, everything becomes clearer. So without further ado, let's take a look at some advice, some points from Padre Pio's life that can help us increase our faith in God. Advice number 1 given by Padre Pio: kneel before God. When we kneel, we are acknowledging that everything comes from God, and that without Him, we are nothing. It's a way to show our humbleness. Although we might already feel humble, kneeling down is a way of externally showing this. And if you do not feel humble in front of God, kneel anyway. Let me explain. Our internal states, our emotional states, will often determine our body's reactions, our posture, the way we breathe, etc. But sometimes the way that we hold ourselves can impact the way we feel. You probably heard that silly thing that smiling can trick your brain into happiness. Well, kneeling down, making yourself small and vulnerable, can almost instantly inspire the feeling of humbleness. So the first point is, there is no better position before God than kneeling. Advice number 2. God never refused Padre Pio's request. Padre Pio performed countless miracles, some bigger, some smaller, but God always answered Padre Pio's prayers. Padre Pio knew he was not the power behind these miracles, but God was. He put his absolute trust in God, and miracles happened. May this be an inspiration to all of us to have more faith. The humble soul that recognizes its weakness and puts its trust in God will always have the divine's heart in its favor. Advice number 3 is related to the previous one. God does not work miracles where there is no faith. Faith is essential for God to dwell in our lives. With faith, we permit God to work miracles in our lives. This reminds me of Matthew 17:20, when Jesus says, "For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Advice number 4. Have Jesus Christ in your heart, and all the crosses in the world will look like roses. Why is that so? Well, because true love, like the one Jesus had shown us on the cross, transforms hardships from a nuisance into an opportunity to help, to serve, to be like Christ. When we have Jesus in our hearts, the hardships of life become crosses, that is to say, sacrifices. And sacrificing yourself for others is a beautiful act, as is the rose a beautiful flower. And finally, advice number 5, one thing is necessary, and that is to be close to Jesus. Padre Pio was close to Jesus. He had the grace to carry the marks corresponding to those left on Christ's body by the crucifixion. What can make us trust more in God than the very fact that He had sent His only Son to suffer on the cross and be our Redeemer? Through an intimate prayer life with Jesus, we will be able to progress in spiritual life in accordance with God's will. May this Padre Pio apostolate, these stories from Padre Pio's life, serve as a testimony of God's love towards us, and may Padre Pio continue to inspire us to have more faith in God. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.